The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Say a few words about the practice that might support you this morning. There's two things that work very well together in practice, and particularly works well if you're not able to get particularly focused. Say you can't really stay on your breathing or stay on your feet as you walk and really stay in the present very well, is then to open up your awareness and notice what is going on and what is it that's distracting you or pulling your attention or preoccupying you. And in doing so, simultaneously maybe ask the question of yourself, what needs acceptance right now? And that the question, and it's a meditation question, doesn't mean that I have to accept the political situation. You know, these big things in our life, or I have to accept my, you know, whatever. And what it means is that at this moment, sitting here, what do I have to accept so that I'm not preoccupied, so that I'm really can be open and present in a full way to this now? So I'm not fighting it, resisting it, ignoring it. What do I have to accept so that I can practice and be here in a non-conflictive way with whatever's going on? And then once it's recognized, what is it that we have to include as part of the practice, accept, and this is what's happening? Then the second thing is to ask yourself, how does it feel? How is it experienced? And the more strong the preoccupation, distraction is, the more likely it has some kind of manifestation in our body, in our emotional body. And so to ask, where is it? Where does it mostly, where's the energy? What's activated in my physical body? Is it activated in the head, in the chest, in the belly, in the face? Where is it kind of coming, this thing? And then spend time feeling it, hanging out with it, getting to know it. It's a very powerful thing to do. Many of us maybe have a habit of thinking and planning and trying to figure things out with our thoughts. And it's ordinary enough to have the mind go off into thoughts if there are important things going on. But to fold your thoughts back into your body by feeling what the physical, emotional body kind of experience of it keeps coming back here. That puts you in the present moment, because the body is always in the present moment. But also there's something about allowing the body to accept what's going on, to allow to really feel, give breathing room, give room in the body, to really feel what's going on when we have these concerns and distractions going on. That gets down closer to the root of the matter, gets down to something more intimate and actually more important than the content of your thoughts, believe it or not, at least for the period we're meditating. And because it gets into something deeper, you actually can process and work through some things that are often useful to process, so you can better later on address the concerns if they're important to address. So what needs to be accepted, and how does that feel? How is that experienced in my body, in my emotional body? And then hang out with that. Be mindful of that and just breathe with it, feel it, sense it, and see what unfolds. And then after a while, if it's easy to go back to your breathing and stay there, then that's great. So I hope you enjoy this morning. Thank you.